The Guide to Your Ride podcast on UpstateSnow.com is presented by the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders of Lewis County, New York, and by Mapledale Motors of Barneveld, New York. Visit RideTugHill.com and MapledaleMotors.com. And welcome to the Guide to Your Ride podcast. Rich Lupia, Upstate Snow, along with Zachary Lupia and Chris Rink, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders. This Guide to Your Ride podcast is made possible by our friend Dave Gleesman at Mapledale Motors. Check him out at MapledaleMotors.com. If you need a car, truck, or SUV, or even a minivan, as we were talking about earlier, he's got a really nice Honda Odyssey on the lot.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yes, he did. He knows what his customers want. So
yes.
We'll talk more about Dave in a minute, but first you want to hear about the riding because we actually have some. And if you don't go out and get it now, if you wait till the weekend, it's going to be washed away by your tears and by the rain and 50-something degree warmth that's going to come plowing into upstate. So let's enjoy the cold and snow while we can. And Chris.
Hey, good evening, Zach. Good evening, Rich. I hope you guys are doing well. Just to let you guys know and everybody else out there in the world, my father and I, we drove up from Poughkeepsie, New York tonight. That's home. And we are currently sitting in the Stewart's parking lot in Lee Center, heading up to West Leiden for the evening. And we stopped to make sure we could get this done and keeps good service on the phone so we can get the information out to everybody. So a busy couple days. I would say that the snow gods came back. And as we know what happened over the weekend, we started moving some groomers on Saturday night. We kind of took a shot and it worked out. Some of the other clubs did as well. But what people want to know is what's going on right now. And I'll say that our playground has expanded a bit, but it's still the general areas that us riders are going to want to stick to for tomorrow and Thursday and whatever bit of Friday we can get through before the rain comes in. I will tell you that the clubs that are kind of hit or miss that you can maybe start from, but they're not grooming, are going to be your Lost Trail, your Boonville Club. They are not grooming. I spoke to them tonight. Chucky Myers over there is a good friend of STH. He said that you could possibly ride from some of their west side, but it's really not advisable at all, and they are not grooming. Same kind of goes for TC Riders over in Oneida County. There is some decent snow in 46 Corners, and some of the seasonal roads have some coverage over there, but they are not grooming. Nothing to Camden is open. And I know that the southern part of Osceola, the last I heard, was also not groomed. So what we tell people, what we're telling people is that it's the same kind of playground expanded a little bit west, a little bit northwest, and a little bit south. I can tell you for Southern Tug Hill, we have four groomers out tonight. The plan is and is still in motion right now. We were going to hit about 80% of our trail system so that the connector piece from Freeman Hotel that goes over to Swankett Mills and 46 Corners was not going to be groomed because of lack of snow. There's only about 4 or 6 inches of snow down that way. So avoid that if you're riding the next 2 days. I know for a fact that south of the hideaway, heading down towards the milk plant, is a little bit rough in the woods. We have had a groomer down there. We have had a groomer in the milk plant parking lot, but it's thin and water holes and things like that. So if you have a brand new sled and you're not looking to kind of venture through some of that stuff, stay away and stay up top.
What about if somebody wants to go from Barrows by the hideaway and hit Swankett Mills and hit Camp 4 from the bottom like we did on our ride a couple of weeks ago? Is that passable? Is that okay? Is that way to Camp 4 and out towards Osceola advisable?
That's definitely a go. Definitely advisable. Your section from Barrows Performance to the hideaway is obviously a couple of stretches of wooded trails. There is some wet spots that are being filled in as we speak. I expect with the cold and the new snow coming in overnight, it's going to be in a 6 to 9 shape tomorrow morning and then going from there. So it's all good. The big question that a lot of people want to know is, can I get from the Old Forge Brandingham area up to the hill? And talking to the folks at Turin, that is open right now. So it's good
awesome.
To go.
Awesome.
For right now, Turin says it's open. Brandingham, per their Facebook posts, saying that they have groomed to the edge. Not all of their stuff is open yet. I know the Kovac Trail is is still shut down because of some water hazards, and they have a water issue out in their Mount Tom Trail. People can ride from Brandingham to, up to the hill through Turins, and I would expect that stuff to stay open until Friday morning. So the grooming that's going on tonight, Wednesday night, is Southern Tug Hill is out. Valley Snow Travels are currently out. I believe that Osceola was out during the day handling their northern trails. The Turin Ridge Riders were out all day. Talked to Stan Krager and Chris Skipper and their crews. They groomed all day long, and they will be out again tomorrow while the new snow is coming in. And Barnes Corners is reporting that they're grooming their main corridor trails only. So kind of stick to the main corridor trails when you're up there. That's kind of the high-level overview. That's where people are going to want to concentrate and stay for the next 2.5 days. I was hoping that you were going to change the weather forecast for us and change the update, but it's not sounding like the case, huh?
If only it were that easy. If only it were that easy. But this is good news because, we did not have the connection open to Brandingham and to Old Forge and to the Adirondacks back in December. That connection was not open. You had to stay on the hill, and you couldn't get even to the milk plant. You couldn't even get south of the trail down to Hideaway and to Swankett Mills. That was as far south as you can go. Yes, it's a little rough. You can get at least a little further south than that, but it was so rough to the east and so thin over the fields, you could not get off of Lee Gulf and down into the valley to access the edge and to access that area to the east. And from many reports that I've gotten in from Jim Rolfe and from Mark Mayer over at Big Moose and from Chuck Donnell over in Old Forge, everything out to Moose River Plains is good. Moose River Plains in particular is good. Inlet is good. Even Trail 5 has been good. 1, 9, and 10 are good. One heading up towards Brandingham is good from what I understand. 7 and 6 are okay. If you're heading to the Old Forge Big Moose area, you're good. As you mentioned, those connections into Brandingham, avoid Mount Tom, avoid Kovac, and work your way into Brandingham and into the edge a little bit differently. But you're right, the playground has expanded. It is physically possible to do a long distance run from MRP all the way to the hill and back. So if you wanted to do 200 miles without doing circles or doing laps on the hill, you can do that, but only tomorrow and Thursday and into the first part of Friday before the warmth and the rain kill it.
No, yeah, that's correct. I'll just advise people, not that we really worry about it on our side of the hill, but stay off the lakes. The lakes are not trusted yet for sure. So just a safety precaution for everyone. If you are doing that, 200 or so mile run, I would advise to stay off Stillwater. I would advise
absolutely
to stay off,
absolutely,
advise to stay off the chain of lakes over there in Old Forge. So yeah, it's exciting. I think that the secret's out. It's definitely no secret because of what we've been doing. Wednesday and Thursday are going to be the best riding days and the best conditions of the year for now. And then we're going to get through another hiccup next week and then hopefully get back to it after the holiday weekend for sure. So
I hope so.
Yep. In true Guide Your Ride fashion, the reason that we drove up 3 hours or 3.5 hours tonight is we're going to plan a good ride tomorrow. What we're thinking is kind of boogie up through Constableville from West Lydon, maybe grab some fuel at the Circle K in Constableville. We will be heading up towards Smith Road. That gate will be groomed and open tomorrow morning, just so everyone knows. There's a little bit of a trail change this year, so people know. So please be conscious of that and follow the signs. It's very well marked. Just please follow those signs. From there, we're planning on kind of boogieing down through Truck Trail, through High Market area, heading out Michigan Mills and Camp 2, skirting the north part of Osceola, and then kind of getting out into the Worth area. Maybe check out Winona, see what they have going on out there. I know that they got some pretty decent snow. We've typically had pretty good luck with conditions and things like that out there, and then we'll probably start skirting our way back through Barnes Corners and Valley and try to drop down into Brandingham and get out to Confusion Flats, and then kind of get back to the hill and see what's going on. So that's kind of our agenda and game plan for tomorrow to make the most of our Wednesday. I hope people have an awesome day or an awesome 2 days. Please ride safe. You know, be smart. Watch out for groomers because they're going to be out there the next 48 to, 56 hours. Groomers are going to be definitely going. And remember, if you have a great ride or you appreciate somebody's signage, to join that club. There's only a dozen or so clubs that have snow. There's only a dozen or so clubs that are burning fuel and breaking parts and putting their volunteers out there. So you got to support the folks that are doing it.
And let's talk about the fact that during the day tomorrow, because this is being recorded Tuesday night, it's about 10:20 when we're recording this right now. During the day on Wednesday, we have our Clipper and Lake Effect that are coming in. You saw the snow map. Our morning blog this morning was well shared. 10,000 plus people have already seen it, have seen the snow map. We are expecting several inches of snow on the hill proper, anywhere from 5 to 10 inches. And some of that's going to come down really fast in a squall fashion. And looking at the latest guidance, the winds could be blowing 30, 40 miles per hour, especially in clubs like Valley up in the Rector Road area and points north of that. And even in some of the more exposed areas of the hill, that could be problematic. So for people that are expecting the good conditions and riding on them, and all of a sudden you lose visibility, what are the things that you need to do besides the obvious slow down?
I think you hit the nail on the head. If you can't see, it's tough to ride. For folks that venture up to these parts, and we've all been in those storms where morning, day, night, you get in those snow squalls and you just can't see. I would heed the caution to, find a place to hunker down and kind of let those squalls go through or just ride very, very cautiously and safe. I mean, as you know, sometimes it's tough to see 20, 30 feet in front of you. So it's tough to see the next trail marker. It's tough to see the stop signs or the turn ahead signs. So, just use your head. And as we know, if you don't like the weather, drive 5 miles or wait 10 minutes. So you never know. You might be able to get out of it to a little bit lighter section of snow. So just be very careful tomorrow if you're riding. It's obviously something that we get excited about, new snow and stuff like that. So just, enjoy it with your friends and family if you're fortunate enough to get after it tomorrow. Ride right, ride safe, join Southern Tug Hill, join all the other clubs. Let's enjoy it the next two and a half days.
Absolutely. Chris Rink, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, thank you so much. This has been the Guide to Your Ride podcast from UpstateSnow.com, part of the Trail Talk podcast series, and is presented by Mapledale Motors of Barneveld, New York, MapledaleMotors.com. Please see Dave Gleisman if you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV. He is a fellow rider and helps out the clubs. Please tell them that we sent you. For Chris Rink, I'm Rich Lupia, and Zach Lupia, Z-Man 291,
yep,
on the side. We will be hitting the trails ourselves tomorrow afternoon, and on Thursday we'll be reporting while, yep, we're out there. Send it.
Yep.
Send it, bro. If you didn't watch the video last night, you don't get it. Look at our Facebook page. You'll know what we mean.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of fun last night in the squall up in Remsen.
Yeah.
We may do that again, especially if we get caught in the squalls tomorrow.
Yeah.
Chris, thanks so much. You guys ride safe tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Ride safe. Hope to see you on the trails.
All right. Take care. We'll see you soon. Special thanks to the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders for this Guide to Your Ride podcast. You can find them online at RideTugHill.com. That's RideTugHill.com. They maintain over 60 miles of trails in West Lydon, Constableville, High Market, and Southern Lewis County. Join where you ride, RideTugHill.com.